Episode 16, The Transit of Sausage.
Lord Bones, you were just like your uncle Bertie.
What do you mean?
He touched me.
No.
The way you will touch me.
No, no, he wouldn't do that. He would touch you botanically, like a scientist.
Touch me. Unscientifically.
What to do. I don't know what to do. Salander! Salander!
You want the pleasure. You want it.
Yes, I want it.
Then you shall have it. Now, take off your pants.
What?
Take off your pants. And I will show you the bathroom to pleasure.
Yes. Yes.
What? I didn't. How dare you? Oh. Salander. Salander, I just woke from a most wonderful nightmare. I dreamt that I was with a plant.
That was no dream, sir.
What? What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
There were things we did last night that weren't dreams as such. They were, how do I put it?
Unthinkable acts?
Yes, sir. Unthinkable acts with...
Oh, there it is. The Amorphalus. That's the plant that was in my dream.
It was no dream, sir.
Oh, yes, you said that. Then what was it?
It was a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. We all suffer from the occasional slip-up.
No, it cannot be. I wouldn't have. I'm a trained botanist. I just wouldn't have... But I do feel very achy, especially in my body. Oh, where are my pants, Salander?
I don't know, sir.
Did you take them?
No, of course not, sir.
Salander, you have pants? Why do you have pants?
Yes, sir, I was able to maintain dignity. It wasn't easy.
Salander, whatever happened or what didn't happen... The unthinkable acts, I would prefer if they remained unthought of.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir. I have no wish to think about them.
Or speak of them. It goes without saying that if something is unthinkable, it is also unspeakable. If you saw me do things that may have required great agility, suppleness, and perversion, I would prefer if you would erase these things from your mind. And I, of course, will do the same.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Nothing happened last night.
What do you mean?
Nothing happened last night.
Oh, that's a relief. That is a relief because I thought I was sucking... Oh, I see. You're pretending, aren't you? Excellent pretending. Except it's not pretending, is it? Because nothing did happen.
That's right, sir. Nothing happened.
If you're pretending, wink. Oh, I see, yes. Yes, that's right. Good, then. Then all is as it should be. Except where are my pants? My damn pants!
I really am not sure, sir.
They are my lucky pants. I need them. Where are they? Who's that?
There's someone in the bushes, sir.
They've got my pants. After them, Salander, after them.
Yes, sir.
You there! Give me back my pants!
I heard them go that way, sir!
Through the freckles!
After them! Help! Ooh.
Are you all right, sir?
No, son and I'm running through prickles with no pants on. Ow.
Would you like my pants, sir?
No, son and I couldn't think of anything worse than wearing those unfashionable coarse pants. Follow that pant thief.
Yes, sir. I think they went that way.
After them, son and I.
The planet Venus approaches the sun, ready to cast its foreboding shadow. Edna Halley is poised with her telescope. A crowd of fascinated Urunuku are gathered, ready for Venus to signal changes ahead.
The transit will begin in 5 minutes.
The shadow will be cast, and we will look to the skies for our fate.
Hidden in the crowd, another watches the planet for a different reason. Any good actor anticipates their cue, ready to spring into action. And Greedy Pete is no exception.
Oh, Pete, I've got a mask that's ready for the boys.
Right, are the Marines stationed, Spug?
Oi, sir, in the trees. They'll come out on your word.
Don't sign a Lord Banks yet.
No sign, sir.
He said he would be here. All right, we sit tight. Skeggs. Where's Nick?
No sign yet.
Let's not wait. Let's do it now. Yeah.
Oh, wait. We wait for Nick.
Yeah.
All right.
He's really looking forward to this.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. Here it comes. The shadow begins to envelop us.
I see dot on edge of sun.
It has begun. My pencil.
Every magnificent occasion should have a guest of honor. The best guests of honor arrive fashionably late. As Venus's shadow darkens the sky, a disheveled Lord Banks emerges from the bush into the middle of the congregation. Sans pants.
Excuse me, coming through. Angry Lord coming through. Ladies and gentlemen, I demand your attention.
Captain Banks, the transit has begun, look.
Not now, Edna. This is important. Where's Tutaha?
Lord Banks?
Tutaha, have you no control over your people?
Oi. This is no way to talk to a chief.
As you can see, as no doubt all of you can see, I am not wearing pants. Have you noticed? Oh, no one mentions it. I contend that one of your noble savages, perhaps one of the less noble ones, has stolen them.
What's that stain on your bottom?
What stain?
A green mark. It looks like you...
No, I did not. Nothing happened. Isn't that right, Solander?
That's right.
Solander, be quiet. Now, I demand that you find my pants immediately.
Are you sure you didn't just leave them in some tall grass or something?
No, I did not. These are aristocratic pants with velvet-lined pockets. I don't know why I explain this to you, because your culture is so backwards, you do not even have pockets.
Yeah, we have a pouch.
Someone here has stolen my pants, and I want them back.
Yes, and you seek my help.
I seek more than your help, sir. I seek your shame.
No, not shame, please.
Yes, your shame lead such a rebel that would contain a whole bunch of nothing more but pant thieves.
No shame, please. Would you like some new pants or like a lava?
I don't want a lava. I want my pants with the velvet-lined pockets. If I can't wear my pants, I will wear no pants. And my pantslessness shall cause you to feel shame whenever you cast your eyes upon my bare legs and genitalia.
Who has the pants?
Lord Banks? Marines want a knife. They should do it now.
Not without Nick. Where's Nick? Where is he?
There's Nick, sir. That is Nick.
Sharpen your knives. Load your muskets.
As Venus pushes towards the middle of the sun, from its shadow emerges young Nick, with a look in his eye that can only be described as bedeviled.
He's coming. All right. Now he just has to give the signal. Come on, give me the signal, Nick. Give me the signal.
Sir, he's just looking at them around.
Hold there. When I raise my arm, we do it.
Man, woman, my tribe has the pants.
Young Nick.
Gentlemen.
We're ready.
What?
Just say the word.
What? What?
Are you ready, Aristocrat? This is your moment.
Yes. Yes. All right. Excuse me. Excuse me. Gentlemen, ladies!
Nick, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, Captain Banks. I have an announcement to make.
Young Nick, now is not the moment. I'm dealing with a pants crisis. You will hold your tongue.
I will not hold my tongue.
Nick, your tongue is loose. Hold it!
Lord Banks, I have your pants. I'm sorry. I saw that the pockets were ripped.
Quiet! Young Nick here wants to speak, so let him speak.
You do not tell me to be quiet. I'm the captain.
Quiet!
Nutty, the spoon is dead. He died in the early hours of this morning, eating a sausage. He was consumed by the very thing he tried to consume, and now he is a sausage.
No, no, not the sausage. No, no, not the sausage. Not the sausage. No, not the sausage.
Poor Nutty. An awful way to go. But as a wise philosopher once said, those who live by the sausage die by the sausage.
Almighty deity, you created the earth and shaped the vault of heaven. You fixed the stars in their places in obedience to your will. And caused the light, bringing deliverance and resurrection to those who are his by faith. In your mercy, look upon this soul, so that your servant may sleep in peace, and on the day of judgment, raise him up to dwell with your saints in paradise.
An adventurous life is always transient. No time to stop and smell the roses. New friends become old friends in the blink of an eye. And the joy of greeting a new loved one is offset by the pain of saying goodbye.
I don't understand, Omar Anya. Why do you stay? Don't you want to find your family?
My family could be anywhere, Sydney. Why should I get caught in an endless search for something I may never find?
Yes, but...
Ever since I was a child, I wanted to find a home. I always felt like I was in the wrong place, that I belonged somewhere else. I come here, and I do not know if I belong or not. But this is not the point, Sydney. I can only belong somewhere if I choose it, if I accept it in my heart. I can make a home here.
Perhaps I could stay and make a home with you. I wouldn't want you to be alone.
That is a nice thought, Sydney, but I will not be alone. I will have Julian for company.
Mr. Solander. Mr. Gooch, I didn't expect to see you in this...
You look sad to be leaving, Mr. Solander.
Do I? Yes, well, leaving can be a sad prospect. Perhaps I can stay with both of you.
Sounds experimental. I'm open to it.
No, Sydney. You must go. Your destiny awaits you. I know you will find the pleasure you seek, and when you find it, you will experience a catharsis that there is no going back from.
A good catharsis or a bad one?
That is entirely up to you, Sydney.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Omar Anya. Goodbye.
Of all the words one will have to utter in a lifetime, goodbye is perhaps the hardest. That said, some goodbyes are perhaps less painful than others.
It was interesting to have you visit us. As nice as it is having you here, it's also nice to see you go.
What is that, an insult or a compliment? I can't tell.
I suppose a backhanded compliment?
Oh.
I have these gifts for you. Edna, my finest jeweler carved a green stone necklace for you in the shape of your telescope.
Oh, what a beautiful necklace. How wonderful, Tuta. I shall treasure it always.
Young Nick and Mr. Pete, I give you these wood boards so you may learn to ride the waves. I hope you find them gnarly.
Thank you, Tuta. What a thoughtful gift.
That's all right. And you, Lord Banks, I got you this. Where I put it? Oh, here it is. This little bag of insects.
Oh, I see. These are a treasured delicacy amongst your people. Thank you.
Well, not really. It's just snacks. I sweep up my house and they're all dead on the ground and I just put them in a little bag for you. Well, goodbye, gravy friends.
Goodbye, Chief Tutaha. May your island be richer for our visit forevermore.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Hey, they go.
This way to the longboat, sir.
Solander, I somehow get the feeling that these people don't feel as blessed by our presence as they should be. Do you get that impression, Solander?
Well, guess they don't find you quite as impressive as you find yourself, sir.
Yes, exactly. Wait, was that an insult?
No, it was a backhanded compliment, sir.
Yeah, I like these backhanded compliments.
That's good. Thank you, Solander.
While many of the noble Urunuku people were happy to see their gravy counterparts leave, one liked these strange new people so much that she chose to join them on the journey.
Oh my gosh, look at these amazing sheep.
Yes.
Lord Banks, this sheep has a big cloth on it.
Yes, Perea. We call those big cloths sails. Sails, therefore. Purely decorative purposes, of course.
If I may, please allow me to inspect your legs.
What? My legs?
Shh! Take down your pants. You will thank me for it later.
Well, your request is very unusual, yet I am curious to find out what it is I will thank you for. Oh, that's ticklish, Perea.
Aha! As I suspect, the Amorphellus leave a taco in my ear on your upper thigh.
No.
Yes, it stretch up to your bottom.
No. If there's a mark, it did not come from the Amorphellus. It must be an unusual birthmark, for I would never engage in a moral axe with a plant.
The mark on your bottom is the pathway to Plesia. When we reach the island of Plesia, it will lead you to Heaven's Clover.
Oh. I mean, no. Oh.
You wanted to see me.
Solander, my pants, Solander. Sorry. It's not how it looks. My bottom has no markings on it.
What? Happened?
What?
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes. Thank you, Perea. You are dismissed. Solander, you are dismissed as well.
You are dismissed too.
Ah, now, young Nick. I summoned you here because of poor Nutty. You heard, of course. Great tragedy. His loss leaves a big gap.
Yes, indeed it does.
Some would describe the gap as a vacancy. In fact, the situation has become vacant, and I need to fill my vacant situation. I'm sure you know what I'm getting at.
No, I'm not sure I understand, actually.
Lieutenant Nutty was my second in command. Now I have no second in command. I have decided that you shall be my number two.
Sir?
I need someone I can trust, Nick. You are family, my flesh and blood. I'm giving you the job of first lieutenant. Congratulations, my boy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Shall we, hug? What about a hug?
What about a new kind of hug where we shake hands, mm-hmm. and then we just lean over and we pat each other on the back?
Yep.
And we have this hand barrier
Yes. And keep our bodies from touching each other.
That's good. Thank you.
Well done, boy. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
It's not easy being a captain. So many important decisions to be made. Wading through promotions and demotions. The delegating of important tasks. The delegating of the delegating of important tasks. It's all hard work. But even the greatest commander requires a good night of rest, a slice of replenishing ginger loaf, and a soft pillow on which to rest a weary, hard-working mind.
Thank you, Salinder.
There you go, sir.
Aaron Salinder, would you pass me the mirror? I wish to use it to stare at my bottom.
Yes, sir. Here you are. Would you prefer if I left the room for this?
Perea says that the pathway to pleasure is imprinted on my bottom. That's not what I'm seeing. To me, it looks more like a face. A human face. It looks like your face, Solander. What could this mean? Why is your face on my bottom?
Sir, the mirror is at the wrong angle, sir. If you point it down a little bit, you'll see the mark.
Oh, yes, there it is. There it is. Oh, she was right. The stain of the unthinkable.
Are you ready for me to tuck you in now, or would you prefer to remain staring at your bottom through a mirror?
Well, maybe just a minute more.
Yes, sir.
There, I'm finished.
Thank you, sir. Well, let me tuck you in, sir.
Thank you, sir. I don't know how to do it. And would you wind the music box just to take my mind off things?
Yes.
Salinder, the things that you saw involving me and, you know, the things that didn't happen.
Yes, sir.
And by that I mean the things that did happen, but we're pretending didn't happen. Mm-hmm. The things that were unspeakable and unthinkable.
Yes, sir.
Do you think these things are forgettable, or do you think that some things are unforgettable?
I would like very much to forget them, sir.
Yes, me too. Which unforgettable things are you trying to forget? I'm just comparing notes.
Well, sir, I fear if I mention them, it will make it all the harder to...
I see, because if you speak of the things, it will make you remember them.
Yes, sir, exactly.
Hmm. And you think it's unwise to jog our memories?
Yes, sir. Very, very unwise.
Perhaps you could just draw a diagram of some of the things you saw, some of the highlights.
Sir, as I said before, I think recalling any of these things would not help in our attempt to forget.
I'm not asking you to recall it. Just draw it. All I'm asking is that you draw a few diagrams, some sketches, and write a little note under each one, and maybe make one long page which can fold out that's longer than the other pages in the middle.
Sir, rest now.
Yes. Quite right, Solitaire, quite right. Good night, Solitaire.
Good night, Lord Banks.
A good night's sleep is a prelude to a grueling symphony of temptation and treachery ahead. There is an old Irunuku saying, Tuigamala tonu'u tuyava soyalo tialata toipalotu, which translated means, to get to pleasure, one must pass through madness. What madness awaits our fearless heroes as they navigate these uncharted waters? What madness, indeed.
The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium was created by Duncan Sarkis, Lawrence Arabia, and Stephen Templar. Starring Jermaine Clement as Lord Joseph Banks and Uncle Bertie, Jonathan Bruff as the narrator, and Lawrence Arabia as Solander. Original music by Lawrence Arabia, recorded by James Dunlop. Audio design by Thomas Press. The show is a co-production of South Coast Shenanigans and Stitcher. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. Coming up next time...
Point the telescope that way.
I think I can see a small boat there.
What was that sound?
It sounds like an improvised labrophone, Uncle.
Labrophone? Does that mean the...
Yes, the Andalusians.
Silence. You are all on trial for treasonous acts.
Technically, to commit treason, one should be from the same nationality as the people putting them on trial.
Well, I'll just put them on trial for something else. I'm sure something will come up.
You trial us? We can trial you for destroying Spantopia, our ship.
You're all guilty of cannibalism. I sentence you to walk the plank.
I work to death as a woman. I work to death as Andalusia. My uterus will feed the ocean many salty delights. I will not see pleasure, but I know that pleasure has seen me, inside and out of me, left and right, from behind, and again.
Episode 17, Rise of the Pig.